The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private. Trust Ireland's leading private hospitals with locations nationwide, including Dublin, Cork and Limerick.
This is News Talk.
Now, Jess Kelly is going to answer your tech questions and bring us some new tech. But Jess, you're still smarting from having to leave the Lewis yesterday.
Yeah, and it's not the first time, Pat. It's been happening a lot over the last few months. But yesterday was particularly bad. Just people not respecting social distancing, people eating on the Lewis, taking their masks off. It's incredibly frustrating. And I completely get that people are fatigued by it. And I get that kids will be kids and all the rest. And, you know, even with the students last night, I know people need a night out. But what would you rather, a night out or Christmas with your family? Because that's what's at stake here. And I just think people need to now please cop on, because it's putting everybody else in danger.
Cop on and save Christmas. Now, you've got two items of tech. The Huawei WatchFit STIA B09 mint green at €160. What does it do?
It does so much. And this is officially my favourite wearable since the Apple Watch 3, which I spoke to you about last year. Obviously enough, it's a Huawei watch. It's got a sort of thin, narrow frame versus the big, bulky ones that we've seen on other watches. So it's very delicate. When you turn it on, it has big animated screen that you can interact with. It does the usual smartwatch bits, so I can get my WhatsApps, I can get my text messages, I can get call notifications. The fitness tracker is fantastic. It automatically tracks if you are working out, be that, you know, a fast-paced walk, a run, whatever you're doing, it can be there. It can check your heart rate, it can monitor your sleep. It's very accurate. That's the one thing that jumps out at me versus a lot of the other wearables that I have tried. And I just think, for particularly for a smaller wrist, because Pat, I know I've moaned at you about this before, that some of the wearables are too big for smaller wrists. This is the perfect size. It's a pleasure to use. And best of all, I'm getting about 6 days out of the battery life.
Wow. That is so very, very, very good.
For £160.
How long will Bond get out of his Nokia 8.35G, new 007 phone?
Yeah, this is very exciting. This is just fresh from the Q department. This is the new Nokia 8.3. As you said, it's 5G enabled. It costs less than €600, which is incredible. It's one of the most affordable 5G phones that we have seen so far. It captures 4K video. It has stunning cameras. I have the phone here in my hand, and there are four Zeiss cameras on the back, plus a flash. So the images that you're getting from it are incredible. There's 8 gigs of RAM, incredible storage built into it, but you can also put a memory card in it as well. There's the usual kind of Snapdragon processor that you would want on the inside, 24 megapixel front-facing camera. All in all, I am so impressed. The only thing that I would say against this phone is that it's quite heavy. It's, like as I said, I have it in my hand right now and it feels quite bulky. But it has to be a big enough phone for them to get all that technology in at the affordable price. So if that's the only compromise you're making, for less than £600 to buy it outright for a 5G enabled phone, I think James Bond is the one to follow this season.
Okay, and where is that available? Is that generally available now to coincide with the launch of the movie?
Yeah, so it'll be available. I'm pretty sure it's available on the Nokia or on the Vodafone network exclusively to begin with. You can buy it direct from the Nokia website, should you so wish, and then pop your SIM card in. But I have to say, I've been so impressed by it over the last 2 weeks. And Pat, good news, it has a headphone jack as well.
Oh, very good. I'm just wondering how much Nokia had to pay to get the rights to be the Bond phone, but that's for the commercial department of Nokia. Now, questions for you, Jess. Can you confirm you're still recommending Samsung Galaxy Live earbuds?
Yes, 100%. They are the best in-ear headphones that I have tried this year. There's a difference, and this is a point of clarity that came up in my Instagram Q&A. There's the Galaxy Buds, which is the original version, and then there's the Galaxy Bud Live. And these are the in-ear ones that are kind of shaped like half cashew nuts. They don't have the soft in-ear fixture. It just sits onto your ear and they are fantastic.
Took the Lewis, regretted it big time. Very same experience as Jess had. People not wearing masks, cramming too close to each other. So you're getting some support there. I need to buy ink for my brother MFCJ4420DW printer, but it's very expensive. Would I be better just buying a new printer. Are there any cheap printer alternatives? I'll be doing a moderate amount of printing, the odd photo, and I need to be able to scan and photocopy. Ink is such a rip-off.
Ink is super expensive. It's very, very frustrating. I would look around and see if, you know, some of the cartridge refill places,
I use Cartridge Green.
Yeah, they could do it, and it may be significantly cheaper than buying the official one. So check that out before you go and buy. However, again, it came up on Instagram, the HP Envy 5020 wireless all-in-one inkjet printer. It's €60 to buy it outright, and then the cartridges are widely available, so you shouldn't run into that issue of trying to find very rare cartridges. But please do try and shop around and see if you can fill the cartridges that you have before you go and buy a new printer.
Want Wi-Fi to reach the top floor of the house. It's a converted attic. What's the best mesh system? We have mainly Apple products in the house.
Okay, the Tenda Nova is one mesh system. I think it's around €99, and that's what my parents use. My dad bought it there the other week, and it's great. The way it works is you plug it into different parts of your home and it creates this mesh system so that the Wi-Fi covers every part of the home. There's also the Google Nest mesh system, and that's a bit more expensive at €199, but both of those two are fantastic.
My daughter just started secondary school. She wants a laptop for Christmas, loves art and drawing, so I want something that she can use for that. Could you suggest a suitable one that won't break the bank?
That won't break the bank. Look at the Microsoft Surface Go 2. That is sort of the lower end but still fantastic Surface model. The stylus, I think, is extra. So what I would recommend is you buy the laptopy bit and then the stylus, and then she'll be able to use it for work but also for her art, because the pen, the stylus precision is fantastic on that particular device.
Now, Gerald has been on. Couple in their 60s need to replace a laptop. Currently, they have a Compaq, believe it or not, for basic purposes. Not too expensive a replacement, please.
Depending on what they need it for, it might be worth looking at either a HP or an Acer Chromebook. If everything they're doing is sort of browser-based, that would do the job. If not, maybe look at some of the lower model HPs, or the Lenovo IdeaPad is always very reliable as well.
Ask Jessa if she can recommend a home security camera system with the dark evenings coming in. Concerned about the increase in burglaries. Looking for something wireless that will record, but I don't want to pay for a cloud subscription as well. Also unsure about the laws about adding these to my property.
Okay, so a few different points to that question. First up, the Ring doorbell is a great thing to have at the front of your house. That's the video camera doorbell, and you can get the footage to your phone. There is a cost, though, the subscription model. What you can do, and what I do, is I have the Hive Home system. It's a hub that's plugged in, and I have the door sensors and I have a camera. And what happens is that the camera will, you know, stream constantly. So if something moves around my apartment, it'll pop up on my phone and I'll be able to see what's going on. But say if I'm going away for a week, I can then just pay the subscription for that particular week and then get the footage recorded. So if someone was to break in, you would have it recorded. So that's a bit more of a free flowing option. In terms of the data protection, there is regulation on this, and you'll find it up on dataprotectioncommission.ie. As I understand it, it's very much if it's capturing around and on your property, it's fine. But if you have cameras that are, say, pointing out onto a main road or a busy footpath, that's where issues may arise.
Okay, and last one, very quick. Can you ask Jess, how do Bose noise-cancelling headphones stroke buds compare to Sony's, and which would she recommend?
I was asked this question the other day, actually. I would recommend the Sony over the Bose. I haven't tested the Bose in-ear buds, to be completely honest with you, but the Sony ones have just knocked everything else out of the water, in my opinion.
All right, Jess Kelly, thank you very much for joining us.